Andrew's got me up on the stage. Maybe I'll go down a bit. Please, Andrew. Thanks. Morning, church. Wow. You all look so wonderful on this beautiful Christmas morning. Isn't it amazing that after how many thousands of years we still have this holiday, this blessed day, that shows everybody in the world that our God is alive, Jesus. How many days we have off? 2 days holiday. Eh? Because of Jesus. But the people don't want to admit that because they want to use it for other reasons. But we know the reason for this season is to celebrate what Jesus has done for us by coming into this world. So, the message today is entitled, The Kingdom Within. And we know the reason why is because Jesus came down from the highest throne to come and rescue us from this dark world as we know. So we take a little example of the King of England, who was the Prince Charles, but because his mom passed, he became king. Now you look at that coronation of the king. It cost the taxpayer £71 million, which is $91 million here by us. Now, he's got all his attire on. They've done so much, but when he finishes being coronated, let's just say he says, okay, thank you very much. Take all this royalty away from me. Give me some plain clothes. And I'm going to go to another country to help these people that are in need. Right? When he gets there, nobody recognizes him. He does all this good work and eventually gives his life and dies. Wonderful. He'll be recognized as a saint for what he's done because that's all physical. But you see, our king, our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he came from the highest throne of glory. Now, you can't put any monetary number on that. We're talking billions, creating everything you can think of that's precious, right? But he's come down to this earth to set us free. By what? Giving his life. And so we see it's now a spiritual battle. Because, yes, the first king, he'll be remembered, but he could only do the physical side. But Jesus has come so that we could win the physical battle and we could be set free from the last enemy, which is death. Death that had power over everybody has now been conquered. Amen. Amen? Yeah, let me just see what I've got here. Now, Jesus says in Isaiah 61, have you got it there, Jeff? I think Pastor Charlie also used the scripture last week. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. I don't know about you all, but I was bound. I was in prison. I was a captive until I accepted the Lord. You see, it's not just knowing the Lord. We have to accept him, and it becomes a personal relationship. He becomes part of you. So he gave the promise. And the promise says, and you will receive power. Now, not the Powerball. A lot of people are relying on the Powerball. Yeah, if you win that one, yeah, you'll have some power. It's good to see you, Blema, all the way from Frio. But this is, you will receive power when that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. So you'll be able to do things that people won't be able to understand. In the spiritual. This is the power we're talking about. And that's what's available to us. So we got to have that personal relationship. But we see that in Luke chapter 17 and verse 24. Is that verse 24, Jeff? All right, I'll just read from there. Now, when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. Can you say the kingdom of God is within me? Amen. So, observation. Observation is when the people are in doubt about something. All right? My wife was pregnant with my daughter and she looked not so good to me that day I came from work. She was 6.5 months pregnant. I said, you don't look okay. Managed to get her to the hospital. She was under observation. She gave birth that night. And she had 2 strokes on the operating table. If she was not there, that would have been it. Mother and daughter. Observation. But guess what? When they let you go or you have been released from hospital, you've been delivered. That's what Jesus has come to do for us. To release us. We don't have to wait and doubt. A lot of people, especially the religions, they say Christianity is a religion, but we talk about a relationship with Jesus Christ. Religion, I think it's a bit traditional. The same thing over and over. So, back, we know the religions as observation. Sometime, okay, we'll have a fast, let's say 40 days. Well and good. But at the end of that, doesn't mean you've done your duty. Now I can go back to square one. I've done what I'm supposed to. You know, and then sometimes I go to church, and after church, I can go back to square one. No, a relationship is you constantly reminded, Jesus is with me all the time. I can't be doing A, B, C, and D. I got to remember I've now entered a relationship with my Lord and Savior. So, we see what happened when Jesus was born that Christmas morning. The Magi, which is stargazers and astrologers, but they were kings themselves from the east. Were stargazing and they said, wow, there's something great has happened, that star. Let's follow. A king has been born. And we find when they come to where the star was, they went to find out from the king who was Herod to say, well, the king has been born. But Herod had another idea. You see, the enemy has always been trying to stop God from getting us to have a personal relationship with him. So, Herod said, well and good. Find this king that has been born and then bring news to me that I can also worship him. But we see that those men had gifts. Everybody loves gifts. It's a time of giving and receiving. And those gifts represented Jesus' life. The gold, that is the high priest. And then you had the frankincense, which is like a perfume. And then you had the myrrh, which is like an oil to anoint him for burial. But they had a dream, and God spoke to them and said, do not go back to that king. Go back another way. And what happens? That king was furious. So he sends his armies to kill all the boys, 2 years and under, to make sure. This is the plan of the enemy, that we do not receive the power of the Holy Spirit and have a relationship with Jesus Christ. He kills all those boys 2 years and under. Imagine, what a painful thing. Those mothers were uncontrollable. Any mother will be uncontrollable. Crying for weeks in the streets of Rama. And so, those kings went back. But a lot of people are still observing. Or if we do this, then maybe God will forgive us. Or if we do that. Or if we fast for so long. That's all observation. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. That is, he's paid the price already. All we got to do is believe and accept him. So he's given us the invitation. There is an invitation. But the thing is, we need to RSVP. We need to reply. Are we coming? Are we coming? Because everything has been prepared. He's paid the price already. Eh? We see in Ephesians. Jeff, Ephesians 1. So just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We'll leave it there. So all this is so that we could be in a personal relationship with him. He's actually predestined before the foundations of the earth that you and I will come into relationship with him. But remember, we have to choose. We have to make that happen. You know, we saw the story of the wedding feast. And the king gave a big bash for his son. All right. Send the servants to invite the people to come to the wedding. But everybody had an excuse. What's our excuse? Not to have a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus. No, I'm busy with my farm, the one said. The other one, my son is getting married. The other one, I'm building a house. But these are the things that are going on nowadays. Exactly what happened in the days of Noah. And what happened in the days of Noah, when they saw Noah building this ark, they were like, nothing's going to happen, man. So it hasn't rained in years, Mandla. But on the last minute, the rains came. They were still marrying, partying, building houses. Nothing wrong with all that. That's what we got to do. But keep busy until the Lord comes. Be in readiness for him. Don't forget and put your mind on something else. This is what was happening. And that happened again with Lot. The very same thing. Everything was ready. And they just said, no, we're carrying on with whatever we want to do and don't tell us. So exactly now, we in these days, when there's a lot going on around us, that we got to be aware that the enemy is trying to catch people unawares. Accidents on the roads, or just violence, wars, rumors of wars. We got to be prepared. If something happens, we're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he wants, and that's why he came to this earth. That's why we celebrate Christmas. And so, the invitation is there. And I remember a time that I'll just give you a bit of my faith story, my brother and sister. Grew up in a religious environment, Roman Catholic Church. From very young, we had to make our first Holy Communion, then confirmation. Then we were ready to be altar boys in the church to serve under the priest. But already in my young mind, I knew there's more. This was not enough. Even though we were in church, I think Monday was the only day there was no church. It was Tuesday morning, Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, Friday evening, Saturday evening, and Sunday. Continuous. I was the altar boy with other guys. So I was like, there's got to be more than this. This can't be all of it. But as you know, we just keep going because you can still do what you do. There's no enforcing the personal relationship. This is what Jesus came for. So you are part of observation. You're just observing that, yes, the time will come when I can make a decision. You don't know when it's going to happen. You just keep going. So I was a young man up in Johannesburg, Pastor knows Johannesburg, doing my apprenticeship, learning my trade. And we were on the wayward. But I met a friend that said to me, come to their church talking about the Lord Jesus. And I said, okay, I'll go with you, but first come with me to the Catholic Church. And we went to the church, and you know the church is stained glass, beautiful statues inside, big organ. Oh, it's really, it's dressed. Most of you all know about that. So I felt comfortable with that. And the person said afterwards, I said, how did you enjoy? They said, no, that was really good. I said, oh, very nice. But next week, you're going to go with me. I said, okay, that's fine. And so the following week, off we go. But that area where we lived, I knew where the churches was. They had a mosque. They had everything there. But we passed all that. And I'm like, I don't know any other church here. They said, no, come with me. We went past the grounds. I used to play soccer, past all that. We're going into a school. I'm like, ooh, school. Into the classroom. In the classroom, it's just six people. Couple of chairs, blackboard, and a guy had a guitar. He started to play. My whole stomach turned. I never had an experience like that before in my life. The presence of the Lord. Six people in there. And the music, it was like, wow. That's something that touched me. You see, it's not the building. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, the presence of the Lord. So that man said the word, preached the word, and I knew that word was for me. Directly for me, but you know what? You hold on like never before, right? I'm not ready for this one now. Anyway, the altar call was made and I let it pass. Can you believe it? 10 years before I gave my heart to the Lord. But the person, I think as Andrew said in his faith story, always phoned to say, have you made that decision yet? I did not. I tell you, just to be honest, as a church, I've been stabbed once so far from the heart, almost a few millimeters. I've had guns in my face, one gun jammed. didn't go off. Right. I've been in a few accidents, head-on collisions. I've fallen off scaffold high up. But guess what? God had a plan and a purpose for me. God has a plan and a purpose for you. The enemy was trying to get me out of the picture early. But guess what? Jesus had another plan. The invitation is open for us to receive him. But it's up to us to accept. So we go on to Ephesians 4, my brother. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Each and every one of us, my brother and sister, has been given a gift. And this gift is for encouraging and the growing of the church in unity. Some pastors, some preachers, some evangelists, some musicians, some healers, some prophets. But what we need to do is to, we got to be thankful for what the Lord has done for us and pray. Pray that he's going to use you according to your gift for the extension of his kingdom. Amen. My brother and sister, I'm just going to close with a prayer. So, yeah, you can continue to play. If we could just close our eyes. Father God, it is nothing but a privilege and a pleasure to say that truly we serve the living God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you've given everything for us so that we can have a relationship with you. And so today, Lord, I'm just going to ask if anybody here has not yet made that decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life, with every eye closed, excuse me, I'll just ask you to lift your hand up and I'll just have a quick look, and then we can pray with you, my brother and sister, and give you some wonderful literature so that you can begin your journey. This journey with Christ is an amazing journey because you have the option of knowing that you will be with him forever. The things of this world will pass away, but my word will remain forever and ever. With every eye closed, I'm just going to lead you in a quick prayer. If you just say after me, Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life and I make you the Lord and Savior of my life. Forgive me for my sin, for my past. I ask you to take over in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, with every eye closed, I'll just have a quick look and we'll see. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Lord, Father God, that we have an opportunity of gathering together on this Christmas morning. And as we depart now, Lord, we pray your safe traveling mercies. We pray your blessing, your fellowship. And Lord, that you will be with each and every one of us until we meet again. And everybody said, amen and amen.